The Indian economy is facing further trouble. There is a financial crunch in the global markets. This will dry up the foreign investments in the country. Rising interest rates in the United States has triggered the crisis. Investors are selling off in the Asian stock markets. They have already withdrawn heavily from Thailand, Indonesia, and Philippines. Indian rupee too has already depreciated by 8% in the last few weeks, and that is going to push inflation.
I think the main reason for the decline in the value of the rupee is the large current account deficit and the expectations that things are unlikely to improve in the near future. And that's resulting in exporters not redeeming their dollars, importers trying to hedge, resulting in an increased demand for the dollar.
The country imports most of its crude oil requirements. Oil is the single biggest import commodity. The retail prices of petrol and diesel have been increased. Gold is another major import component. New Delhi is now pleading with its citizens not to buy gold. Social pressure to own gold in India is too strong on the other hand, and then there is the problem of implementation of various government policies and schemes.
I think we continue to suffer from implementation issues in the economy, in sectors, in policies. And I think that requires a change in mindset, a change in cultural approaches, but also a change in the quality of our institutions.
Last year, the country ran a trade deficit of $95 billion. Foreign investments of $93 billion helped New Delhi to bridge some of the gap. The country still holds foreign exchange reserves of $258 billion. These are enough for only 6 months of imports.
We desperately need to improve our doing business indicators, which place us at about 132nd in the world, and which is abysmal for a country like India, which claims to have arrived on the world stage.
India must retain foreign investment in its stock markets. Any flight of foreign capital could lead to a balance of payment crisis. Analysts fear if the situation does not improve in the coming months, the days of India as a shining economy may soon be over. Sanjay Sethi, Press TV, New Delhi.